One nation stands out from all the rest in all the history of mankind. And to understand the world, and certainly to understand the Bible, we have to know about this nation. Here's what God Himself said about this people. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, beginning in verse 32, God said, "For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and live? Or has God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by mighty hand, and by stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did before you in Egypt, before your eyes?" That's Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 32 through 34. And listen to what God also said in the book of Exodus, chapter 19, beginning in verse 3. "And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation." And that nation, of course, was the nation of Israel. But that was a long time ago. Now, why is it important that we know about Israel, especially their history now? What about the promise that God made to Abraham? Was the land promise unconditional? Was it irrevocable? What is our relationship to the law of Moses in our time? How does God see Israel today? And what will be the future of Israel? Well, it all begins in Genesis chapter 12. Let me encourage you right now to open your Bible to Genesis chapter 12, as we're going to look at one of the key passages in all the Bible. This is not just a focal passage in your Old Testament. This is a turning point in the whole Bible. Everything in your Bible from this point on relates to this passage. Everything after this unfolds the promise that God is making to Abraham here. So it's very important for us. As a matter of fact, it's absolutely necessary for us, if we're going to really understand our Bible, to understand this passage of Scripture. So let's begin in Genesis chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now notice what God tells Abraham here. He says, "I want you to leave your country. I want you to leave your land, your nation. I want you to get away from your kinfolk. I want you to leave your father's house." Now it's interesting that the Bible tells us something about Abraham's father, whose name was Terah. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 2, the Bible says that Terah served other gods. So the Lord God, the true God, is telling Abraham to remove himself from that nation, from that land, and from his father's house, and from his kinfolk. And the reason is that God is going to make of this man Abraham a great nation. The Bible says in verse 2, "I will make of you a great nation." Now, how was God going to do that? Well, he was going to do that by Abraham's descendants. That great nation was going to come from Abraham. So God tells Abraham to separate himself from his father's house and his kinfolk and from the country in which he was living, because God was going to make a special, separate nation from Abraham himself. And God promised in verses 2 and 3 that he would make him great. God said, I will bless you, your name is going to be great. And in verse 3 he said, I'm going to give you special blessings, and I'm going to give you special protection, because I will curse him that curses you. Now, of course, when God makes this promise, he is not just making this promise about Abraham himself. He is making this promise about Abraham and Abraham's descendants, his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren and so forth. This great nation that was going to descend from him is going to be blessed, and they're going to be protected by God Almighty. Now, the rest of the Old Testament begins to unfold that promise. Abraham was 75 years old when God spoke these words to him and said that a great nation was going to proceed from him. At this time, Abraham did not even have a son. So how is he going to have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that will develop and multiply into a great nation? He doesn't even have a child at this point. Well, eventually he does. 25 years later, because of the promise of God and the providence of God, Abraham had a son. Genesis chapter 21 tells us that Abraham and Sarah had a son, and his name was Isaac. Now, Isaac grew and married at 40 years old, and he eventually had twins, two sons. And one of those sons was named Jacob. You'll remember Jacob and Esau in the Bible? Well, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, we find that Jacob's name was changed to Israel. The angel of God changed Jacob's name to Israel. And that is a name that we hear a lot about to this very day. Israel then became the great nation that we read about throughout the entire Old Testament. And there was one descendant of Israel that is especially important, of course, and that descendant was Jesus himself. Now, with that in mind, let's turn over in our New Testament to the book of Galatians, chapter 3. Galatians, chapter 3. Here in the New Testament, God helps us to understand what he was saying to Abraham in the Old Testament. And we find in Galatians chapter 3 that that promise was not simply to Abraham. It was not simply to the physical nation or the physical descendants of Abraham. It had a spiritual side to it, and that's what we're going to see here in Galatians 3. I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse 8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, the heathen here being the Gentiles, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now let's start at the very beginning of that passage. And the scripture, foreseeing that God himself in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, was foretelling the future. The Bible calls that scripture here. And what is it that God was foretelling? That Abraham would be great, that his descendants would be a great nation? Oh, there's much more to it than that. Because here Paul said that when God made that promise to Abraham, that he was going to make a great nation of him, and through him all nations or all families of the earth would be blessed, Paul said that was actually the promise of God someday justifying the Gentiles through faith. In other words, Genesis 12, verse 3, when God said to Abraham, in you shall all nations be blessed, that was the promise of the gospel. Now, it was the promise to Abraham to protect him. There's no question about that. It was the promise that there would be a physical nation of Israel. There's absolutely no doubt about that either. But the final, the ultimate fulfillment of that promise in Genesis chapter 12 is the gospel, because Jesus Christ died for all men. He shed his blood for all nations, and he sent his apostles into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus said to those same apostles, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, who did Jesus send the apostles to teach and to baptize? People in all nations. So people in all nations, all the way down to our time, have been blessed, just as God promised to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, Paul says, was the promise of the gospel. This is one of the most insightful and one of the most revealing passages in all Scripture. But that's not all. Look down at Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So notice what he's saying here. In verse 26, he talks about us being children of God or sons of God by faith in Christ. He tells us how we get into Christ in verse 27 as we express that faith. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And he said, when you're in Christ, there are no longer any of these distinctions between Jew and Greek and so forth, because we're all equally blessed in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to notice what the Bible says in Galatians 3, verse 29. And if you be Christ's, like he's explained in verse 26 and 27, he says, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What promise? Well, that would be the promise in Genesis 12, verse 3. That through Abraham's descendants, and one descendant in particular, all nations would be blessed. So who are the people that are the true descendants of Abraham today? Who are the true seed of Abraham? And the answer is Christians. Christians are the spiritual descendants of Abraham. Christians are the spiritual heirs of the promise that God made to this man thousands of years ago. And that's why this book of Galatians, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 16 says, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. The true descendants of Abraham today are Christians, and the true Israel of God in our time is the church.